This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or dsw.com.
BJ and Jim.
Jefferson County. Man, they're funny over there.
They are. The Sheriff's Department. Funny. I mean, you know, I'm a Dougco girl. I love the Douglas County Sheriff's Department, but Jeffco, hilarious.
Oh, I live over where it's just yuck, 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 man. We are just a bunch of comedians over in my neighborhood.
Yeah, so the Jeffco Sheriff's Department, they went around to all the public restrooms, right? All over the county. And they put up a thing that said, "We're going to be searching your genitalia April 22nd.
Is there a reason why they picked April 22nd to fondle the packages?
I don't know what happens on April 20th. Is that some kind of day?
I have no idea.
Is that like earmarked for something, Spindell? Can you look into April
22nd? I'm looking
22nd?
It up right now, yeah.
Okay, what is April 22nd?
Is it National Hot Dog Day or anything?
Gummy Bear Day.
Gummy Bear Day. It doesn't fit. That's kind of kiddos kind of thing there.
Doesn't fit. Anyway, so they put a notice. It says, like, notice. This restroom is still open, but beginning April 22nd, the Jeffco Sheriff's Department will be doing random genitalia searches all public restrooms. And then it had the seal for the Jeffco Sheriff's Department.
Look, it's fake.
It is fake. It's fake. It's a fraud.
It's
fraud.
Somebody's out there.
They never did that.
Somebody out there trying to just get a little bit of a laugh, I guess. Now, when they say public restrooms, I couldn't put my finger on where exactly they're talking about. Like in parks?
Yeah, parks
and recreational facilities.
Yeah, you know,
and
you go
but not in a business anywhere.
No.
You wouldn't find this in like a Walmart.
You know where you go hiking or whatever, and they have those concrete ones, like those. Like you guys said, the parks and all those.
Anything ran by the government.
But I could see it popping up in a business somewhere if it's some youngster out there trying to do it. You know what I mean?
Well, here's my brain, okay? Yeah. Here's what I'm like. Okay, you guys want to do a prank? Yeah, okay. What's it going to be? Well, let's put Jeffco sheriffs on blast and say that they're going to look at genitalia. Yeah, that's a great idea, James. I mean, who thought of this?
It is
the dumbest, weirdest, like, prank I've ever heard in my life.
You're taunting the authorities, man.
Yeah, exactly. You're going after the wrong people.
Yeah, they're going to come after you, man.
And do you not realize there are cameras everywhere now?
Yeah.
Even in remote locations now, they have cameras.
I hope you get caught.
I do too, because you're a dumbass.
I want to see what they do to you.
It's like I don't even get like what parts like why. I'm just trying to figure out who you are.
Yeah, I mean, what are you benefiting from this?
Yeah, right. Okay?
Because people that scam and do things like that, they're looking for monetary benefit, right?
Right. Yeah.
But this one has nothing attached to it. Unless you're just going to be there on April 22nd hoping somebody shows up to get
I know.
Squeezed.
That's the only thing I can think is like maybe they're going to wear a fake cop outfit on the 22nd and start looking at people. I don't know either.
I don't get the payoff for you.
There's no payoff.
It's all downside, right?
I mean, even if you're in high school and you're teenagers, like, I can get that it's a goofy thing, but this is, you guys are going against Jeffco Sheriff's Department. Like, that's a dumb move.
Did you see, speaking of Jeffco, did you see the big skyscraper hotel that's going down in Morrison?
No.
Yeah.
No.
For Red Rocks.
What?
Well, it's only four stories.
Oh, I was going to say,
sounds like skyscraper.
Yeah. Yeah, 35 floors with a pool on top.
Wow, that's going to be, that's going to really fit in.
Oh, this thing's going to be massive. They say it's going to be bigger than the Disney complex.
Well, isn't there already like a hotel that's geared towards people that go to Red Rocks in Golden, and it has like a whole Red Rocks vibe to it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like some really cool hotel in Golden, and that's what everybody does. Well, they stay there.
They had a groundbreaking over the weekend.
Red Rocks concert season is officially kicking off, and fans are filing in. But after the show, places for music lovers are few and far between.
Less of a hotel scene and more of a camping scene.
But for the first time in 60 years, Morrison will see big city development when it breaks ground on a commercial project later this month.
Yeah, 84 stories.
A boutique hotel designed for concert goers is coming to Bear Creek Avenue. Plans for the Red Hotel show it'll be three stories high and have 22 rooms.
Oh, three. I said four.
Whoops.
It's even shorter than four.
I know, right?
Nothing wrong with bringing more revenue into the town.
Michael Page, one of the town's 400 residents, thinks it'll be great for new business. But he sees one big problem.
The biggest concern is the parking.
On weekends, the town's street and lot parking are already stretched thin.
Where are these people going to park?
No kidding. Where are you going to park?
All I know is this. Listen, this is fascinating, but people are so mad at us right now.
Why?
Because we haven't given out the code word.
Oh, for Post Malone.
Totally forgot about
Post Malone.
Yeah.
Oops.
People are so mad. I'm just seeing the texting is going insane. Like, listen, it's a great story, but people are pissed right now.
Well, I'm going to finish the story. It's only a three-story hotel.
Really? I heard it was
22 rooms. That's it.
I heard it was 4 to 35.
Well, they shortened it.
Oh, okay.
They ran out of money.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.